Welcome to the Home Based Travel Agent Show. This is show number 434, and I'm Barry Kantz, your host. Well, I want to welcome you to the show, and if you're a first-time listener, welcome aboard. Glad to have you. Just a note, we've been around here producing podcasts for the travel industry since 2005, at the very beginning of podcasting. So we've been here a while, and we will be continuing here on the Home Based Travel Agent Show, so welcome aboard. You know, I may be publishing a show on a more frequent basis, especially for the time being, because I have a great lineup of guests, and I want to get their information out to you. So look for maybe a more frequent publishing schedule coming up here over the next couple of months, and I look forward to that. Now, coming up in the show, my guest and I are going to talk about a few travel trends for 2022, and we are going to talk about how to get more clients by getting the word out about your business and expertise in the travel industry. And how are we going to do this? It's called public relations. You know, that's something I didn't give much thought to, but public relations is a lot different than what I thought, and we're going to learn about that in the upcoming show here with our guest. So you got to stand by for that. Now, if you want to reach me, you can reach me by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and I love to hear from you. And you can also leave a comment on Facebook, or just go over and like the Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And if you go over to the website at hometravelagent.net, you're going to find all the past shows, and you are going to find an area where you can subscribe to a newsletter. And what the newsletter is just the show notes that I send out every time I produce a show. There's nothing else there. There's no ads. There's no spam. It's just the show notes. And we'll get them to your inbox here every month. So stop over at the home. Having a hard time talking today. Stop over at hometravelagent.net and subscribe to the show notes. Easy to do. Okay, now without any further ado and bumbling around here by me, we'll just get right on into the show. Thanks for being here, and come on, let's go listen. Well, welcome everyone. We have Tracy Lamore, and I think I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right, Tracy?
You are, yeah. Lamore,
all right.
You got it.
All right. Tracy Lamore is our guest today on the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about, we've had a trend here talking about planning for the future and trying to figure out what's going to happen in 2022 and maybe 2023 in terms of planning your business. And Tracy said that she would come on and help me with this topic, which is great. I really appreciate that, Tracy. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we do, I'm going to have Tracy introduce herself and have her tell us a little bit about her. And welcome, Tracy.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much. There's nothing I like more than talking about traveling, except for, you know, actually traveling.
Yeah, right.
So I'm really lucky that, in terms of travel, my background, you know, I've always loved traveling. When I was young, I did the backpacking through Europe thing with, you know, barely any money and just a lot of adventurous attitudes. And then I didn't travel for a long time until my business got to the point. I'm an international award-winning publicist now, which means I work across industries, working with literally, which is why it gives me a good perspective for travel business as well. I literally work with everybody from celebrities to startups to small businesses to, you know, doctors to lawyers to candlestick makers. So I work with people right across industries, and that takes me, and borders, and that takes me to a lot of places. So in 2019, just to give a rough example, my work took me everywhere from stateside, you know, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Ohio, Washington, D.C., to Jamaica, to Malta, all over the place. And so obviously the last 2 years has been a little less than that, but last year, just the last couple of months, it started to look like things were opening up again. And I took another trip, a business trip to Malta for the first big conference and convention, and everybody there from all over the world was, you know, thrilled to be back in the mix, I think, of traveling and actually seeing people. And then the Omicron hit, so I had booked another trip, this time a pleasure trip to Malta, for just because my mom had seen all of our business travel pictures and wanted to go and check it out. So I thought, oh, we'll do a girls' trip, and I booked a pleasure trip. I was supposed to be there, leaving 2 days ago, but I canceled that because of the Omicron and all the, you know, upset with flights being canceled and all that stuff. So I'm waiting here anxiously for, you know, the world to open up again. And I'm one that will be traveling, you know, a lot again. But I know there's different perspectives of that, and some people aren't, and some businesses are, you know, really liking the Zoom. But I think that long term, most people are going to be eager to get back to, you know, our travel normal.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot, it's relative and subjective, and I think a lot depends on how people are perceiving the pandemic and the information that they're hearing about it. And then I think the same operates with the airlines and the country, different countries, different international borders and that type of thing. So it's really a hard thing to predict as to what is happening out there, because it's so relative and subjective. But, you know, the best thing we can do is maybe have eyes and ears on the ground. And you have been there recently in traveling. And what have you seen? What's been happening?
Well, when I was, you know, I did some traveling last year within the country, obviously. I'm currently in Canada. And I had just stayed, you know, within these borders for pretty much a year and a bit. And my first trip back was out west, you know, and it was people, so into an event that people had traveled to go to Calgary, and, you know, for an industry conference. And people were, you know, there was a lot of conversation, obviously, about how excited people were to be back out. And then there was also a lot of conversation about these travel, the things we have to deal with when we travel now. We always had headaches going to the airport. It was always like, oh, I got to go to the airport. And now that has just multiplied so much with the stress. Like here in Canada, we have you have to use, actually to go internationally, you know, you have to use the Verifly app. And then to come back into Canada, we have to use an app called CanArrive, which there have been all kinds of technical issues with. And so just all the stress about border crossing. And coming back, it was interesting, coming back on my last trip overseas, the business trip to Malta, we came through Vienna. And we had met, you know, as a little four-hour stopover. And we had actually told our travel agent, please make it a three-day stopover so we can see Vienna. So the plan was on the way back to stop in Austria. And then there was the complete shutdown. You know, they just shut it all down for travel, so we had to cancel that. But just even, you know, the added stress at the airport, the different things you've got to consider on top of, you know, going through security and making sure you have your bags and all that. Now you've got to make sure you've got your apps and you've got to, it's just a lot. So I feel, you know, I don't know how it's all going to even out. I feel like we're lucky, you know, those of us who are technologically proficient. I'm not sure how, you know, seniors or people who, or maybe people who can't afford cell phones are dealing with this, because you just, you know, there is just no, I don't even know. It's just a nightmare getting, you know, between borders right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm hopeful that that's going to stop.
And I think that's where the travel advisor comes into play, to help those people that aren't that technically proficient and to
Well, that's
work.
An excellent point, because, you know, this, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but previously, you know, when I was young and I would just book my own travel, you know, when I was backpacking, I didn't think about the luxury of a travel agent. Now I would never go without a travel agent. And, you know, 2 years ago was the first time I used a travel agent, and that was specifically why. Because before I used to think, oh, you know, it's all online now, like everyone's doing this or that. No. You do not want to deal with this on your own. So one of the big things that you guys as travel agents have, and you know, in terms of your marketing, and I'm a publicist too, so I, you know, have an understanding of, you know, your messaging to your whatever audience, is that more than ever before, like, you need this. And, you know, to be honest, you really don't even notice the fees that the travel agent, you know, they serve you. You don't notice any fees from them or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's all part of the package, and you, yeah, and it's absolutely urgent these days that you do make sure that you have a travel agent, that when you're overseas that you can call if you run into any problems. Because I know that happened to me when we were watching the news about the changes. Things are changing from one day to the next with the Omicron, and we thought, oh, we have everything settled. Our agent had, you know, booked us a great trip, and they were dealing with, like you said, though, it's nothing like an agent when you want to have a layover or you want to have that personal care. So your trip is what you need it to be, not what the airline needs it to be, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I was in Malta when I saw that all of a sudden, oh no, Austria has just completely shut down travel. And, you know, we were in a panic, but you know what? We had a travel agent that we could literally call her. She answered right away, and then she took care of it. So that is a huge, huge relief when you're in panic mode overseas, not knowing what's going on.
You know, it's funny that
to be able to call that.
Yeah, the
calm, knowledgeable person.
yeah, right. The complexities of travel. The travel was always fairly complex, especially if you know you're planning a once in a lifetime vacation and you want to do it right and you try to do it yourself. Mm. The complexities of that are great. Mm-hmm. Back before the virus, and now with the virus and all the everything's changing day to day, the complexities have just multiplied 100-fold, and that makes the travel advisor an essential part of your trip.
Absolutely
planning.
Essential, yeah. So if you haven't used a travel agent before, find one, and find one that you can trust, and find one that's, you know, in terms of they're committed to their, and there's a lot of them, you know, and I'm sure you're one of them in Michigan, but you know, where they're committed to you, and they're, you know, going to answer you even if you call them on a Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening when you're stuck overseas, and you know, you need to know someone has got your back. It's more important than ever right now.
Yeah, and in terms of business planning and your marketing message as a travel agent, your marketing message should include, you know, the complexities of travel now with what we're going through and how you can help your clients and potential clients maneuver through those complexities, you know, and...
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just that safety and security. And then, you know, on the, just quickly on the side of marketing, I just want to let all travel agents know too, the other, like I said, our publicist, and the other cousin of marketing is PR. And that's public relations. So what that is earned media, you know, where you're being quoted in media, you're being quoted as an expert, and you're not paying for that. So we're not talking about advertising, but we're talking about when you, you know, Reader's Digest or Travel and Leisure or wherever magazine comes to you, and you're the one that's quoted. So how do those travel agents that you see in those magazines get into those magazines? Well, they either know a reporter or they have a publicist that's pitching them. Because this is the key that I tell people in every industry. These days, you'll never find a reporter come knocking at your door because they need a travel quote. They're never going to look for somebody just blindly unless they happen to know you. Because in most cases, they want somebody who's media friendly, which means they already know what a quote is, they already know how to speak in an editorial way, not an advertorial way, not talking about me and my business, but just the travel scene in general. Do you see what I'm saying? So there are a million opportunities for travel agents literally on a daily basis to be quoted in media, and it's not just a matter of putting out your own press releases, but you should be following, if you don't have a publicist, you could get one. I work internationally, and I definitely love travel, so, but I'm not trying to be advertorial, I'm just saying generally you should look into things like, look at services that are free, like Help a Reporter Out, like Source Bottle in Australia, Help a Reporter Out in America, or look at the hashtag journal requests. There's even a service, this one you have to pay for, called Trav Media, TRAV Media, and it connects, these services all connect reporters who are doing stories and looking for sources with experts. And so there are literally on a daily basis incoming requests for the travel agents could answer for all kinds of major magazines. Everything from, you know, the kind of question we're talking about today, like what is the outlook for travel in 2022? To things like, what are some great locations? What are the, you know, some top destinations right now in considering COVID? Or what are some, you know, new hotels, or even just things like, you know, what are some new hotels that are opening, that, you know, but there's just a million opportunities for you as an agent to be quoted in major media and to build your global thought leadership so that people come to you instead of the next guy. And so that's something I talk to all entrepreneurs about across, you know, no matter what your industry, but particularly travel. It's like real estate. Every single day we see, as publicists, incoming requests where media are looking, hey, do you guys have any travel expert who can comment on this or that? And 99% of agents are not aware of it. So if anybody wants to know more about that, you know, A, if you have the budget, you know, for marketing, take a little bit aside and look at a publicist for a month just to see what they can do for you. Or if you don't, just check out some of those sites, at least the free ones that I mentioned to you. Help a Reporter Out has travel options, you know, things every day. Of course, then you've got to kind of understand the art of the pitch and how do I frame my answer so they choose mine over the other one. And there, you know, there are intricacies like that. But it will just open your mind to an incredible extent to realize what kind of opportunities, global media opportunities, free global media opportunities, almost every single travel agent I know is leaving on the table.
Well,
so check that out, guys.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in terms of your business planning, and I agree, you should do this, because, you know, the first question that maybe comes to the mind of a travel advisor is, well, what benefit does this bring me by having an article in a magazine or being on a podcast? You know, what's the benefit of that? And I, you know, I kind of have the answer, but I'll ask you, Tracy, what is the benefit of that?
Yeah, I don't know if the audio is still good. Your question was a little fuzzy there, but can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there we go. We're back. Yeah, so absolutely. So number one, being quoted in media, PR, number one, it will do the same. It serves the same purpose as an ad in one sense. First step, it will do what an ad does, because more people who don't already know about you will see you and maybe consider you, just like an ad does. But beyond that, we all know, we're all pretty sophisticated in our buying practices. We all know that anybody with deep pockets can buy an ad and say anything they want to say about themselves. And when I'm doing business with somebody, and this is just me, maybe because I Google them, you know, I use that thing called Google. And if all I see on Google, and this is because I understand, you know, media, if all I see on Google is what they have said about themselves, so their beautiful socials, their pretty website, you know, what they say other people say about them, but it's just, you know, testimonials that they've written that anybody can copy and paste, that's great. It's super not convincing when the guy next to them, because the other guy's doing it, I search his or her name and I see them quoted in, you know, Travel and Leisure magazine and Reader's Digest and the Toronto Star and Michigan Daily and whatever. Well, clearly people are going to them because they're an expert. So I said the psychology, the sociology, everybody will choose that agent over no name Bob on the street. Unless they know no name Bob on the street. So this is why there's a term thought leadership, and it's global. It doesn't matter if you mow lawns for a living, if you, whatever it is, I will tell you, there are media opportunities and you need to be in the mix, you know, to get quoted. So why do you want to get awards? Why do you want to, so all this stuff elevates and celebrates what you do, and it elevates your business beyond other people's businesses. It excites your current customers. Well, they share, hey, look at my travel agent. He's just been featured on ABC News. Look at that. And they share that, and everyone gets it. Excites, you know, your aunt, whoever, Mildred, that you haven't spoken of in 20 years, when she's, yeah, like, oh my God, looks like you're doing well. If you're looking for investors, there you go. If you're looking for, you know, it just, people like media. And if you are the expert being quoted, it elevates you above the guy that's not being quoted. And so 100%, these are free opportunities to show. You heard the, you know, the term thought leadership exists now for a reason, as silly as it kind of sounded at first, but it's that thing. It means what across industries, you are the guy, you know, people come to. You're the go-to guy. You're the top of the, you know, the top of the hill. When people see you on TV, they assume you're the best travel agent because you're on TV getting quoted by media. You may not be. You're probably just a travel agent with the best publicist or the best idea to reach out, because they're not, you know, they don't break down doors to find the top person in their field to put on TV or to quote. They interview the person who gives them the good quote, the person who's in front of them, the person who's presented to them, the person who gives them the story idea. So, yeah, literally across industries, it is absolutely vital. Actually, this wasn't travel. I have a client who was taking on kind of Airbnb, a niche version of Airbnb for a niche specific audience and group. And she said, you've changed my business and my life. And that was, you know, quite the accolade. I get a lot of accolades, but that was a pretty heavy one. And she said, because you've made investors take us more seriously. Because all of a sudden, there you go, they're all over the media. Same thing, you make clients take us more seriously. You make potential partners take us more seriously. So that's the long version. But basically, it puts the gravitas behind you so that you are taken more seriously. Whatever you present is, you know, taken more. So it basically, just like I say, it elevates and celebrates what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and media nowadays, the whole, I guess media nowadays, to say it a different way, is wrapped around getting attention. In other words, you're out there competing for the attention of potential customers and clients, and how do you jump into that fray and compete effectively? And, you know, by putting yourself out there as a subject matter expert in these various areas is a way to do it. And, you know, getting published in magazines, being on podcasts, being on radio and TV, you know, what a great way to accomplish that.
Yeah, 1,000%. I'm passionate about that because it's done so much. Like, if you Google my name in my industry, you'll see I'm everywhere, and that's what's really built my brand. And that's what I do for my clients too. It's just, you know, it's fun, and there's nothing, it never gets old to be like, hey, I got you in, you know, a major publication. It's always fun.
Yeah, and then, you know, tying this back into the future, near future of travel here in 2022, mm-hmm. You know, travel advisors now have an opportunity, and you know, you hate to use something like a pandemic to create an opportunity, but, you know, as unfortunate as that is, you can set yourself out as a subject matter expert in maneuvering through the complexities of travel during this period of time. So that presents an opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah, and I mean, like it really does. Like exactly like we were talking about before. I think that the with some people, with all of the Expedias and all this stuff, there was the perception that, oh, we don't need that. We can just go online and, you know, do our own thing. But and I'm so grateful for my client that, you know, set me on the stage 2 years ago of getting a travel agent, because she has an agent she's used for 10 years. And she said, oh, wouldn't we travel together? We'll use my agent. I said, oh, okay. I hadn't even thought of that, you know, because it's all Expedia and whatever else now. And the experience was just so different. And especially now, knowing, you know, in a pandemic, the fact that when that, you know, mess up happened, we realized, oh no, there's no Austria trip. If we go to Austria, we're going to be stuck in the hotel and literally allowed out for an hour, you know, like to go walk around the block. What would we have done if we didn't have a travel agent? We would have had to, like, you know, I would have been sitting there for probably 2-3 hours trying to get a hold of Air Canada from Malta, wasting all my afternoon in Malta, which was never going to happen. I'd be lucky if I got on the airline in 12 hours. You know how it is right now with airlines, right?
Yeah.
So instead, all I had to do was send an email. And then somebody else took care of it all for me. And in a couple of hours, you know, I had a new itinerary. I mean, I can't tell you how much that, you know, like, you know, you're stranded in the center of the world. Like, what am I going to do now? What, where do I, you know? And all you're thinking is, you know, you're in a bit of a panic. And when, all you know, you can just send an email, boom.
Yeah, you know, and if I was your travel advisor taking care of that problem for you, what I might do is write about how I did that for you, and maybe have a couple of quotes and an article coming directly from you, the client, and then getting that article out into the media, maybe even
absolutely
talking about it on a podcast.
And if you have a publicist, you don't even need to write the article, because some people are like, I don't know how to write. You would just provide the quotes. You know, a publicist would be like writing the press release, and then it would just be interviews. So.
Oh, and now, here's a question. The publicist would actually write the article?
Yeah, absolutely. So I write, so I'm an article, so there's different things. I write articles and submit them to papers and newspapers all the time. I also write press releases and submit the media releases, trying to get the newspaper to write the article, you know, and interview my client. So what we do right now normally is both. We ideally, you want the newspaper to interview the client, and then they put it out. But because so many newsrooms are challenged these days, and, you know, they're on half staff and everything, a good thing to do is send your press release and suggest that they do an interview, but also send them what we call a royalty-free article. So that would be written by me. That would be a topical article about what we're just talking about. And to make it editorial, not advertorial, you know, it wouldn't be all about the agent, you know, because that would be the press release. If it was all about this agent, it's just an ad. It'd be an editorial, like a piece of writing about this actual issue, about this is what happens. And people, maybe we talked to me or somebody else who had an issue where they were going to get stranded and needed an agent overseas, ask them about their experience, you know, then get the agent that I'm trying to highlight, like if it was you, you know, in this case, my client, my agent that, you know, sent me a, get them to be quoted in it, and then maybe get a quote from somebody to make it, again, editorial, not advertorial, somebody who's not a competitor with the agent, like maybe the head of the, you know, travel commission of blah, 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 and have a generic quote from them. Oh, yeah, people are reporting. So do you see what I'm saying? You're putting together an actual article, editorial piece, not just an ad. That is, you know, vital to understand the difference when you're trying to get media attention. They're not in the business of getting you a free ad, which is what you want, right? They're in the business of presenting important, informative content to their audience. So you have to switch your mind from advertising to editorial and understand what will get me in there is presenting a good story. So yeah, a public, you know, you could write an op-ed, but that's less likely to get it. That's like one paper might print it. But when you have a publicist presenting this, hey, look at this as a story, I could be sending that to 1,000 reporters. And I write this release and suggest you to be interviewed. And I send it to 1,000 travel reporters, literally. 1,000 travel reporters, all the editors for Travel and Leisure, blah, blah. Well, one of them is going to pick that up if it's a good quote, if it's a good story. And then you have, oh, that's all you need is 1 out of 100. And then you've got that one. And now, oh, look. Next bio, oh, quoted in Travel and Leisure magazine, quoted in, or whatever the big, you know, magazines are, right? So, quoted in Forbes in an article on what are the best 10 places to go. But even if the one line is, you know, Bob from Bob's Travel Agent says, you know, Malta's great this time of year, well, you've just been in Forbes, you know? And that goes in your bio, and that goes, so, yeah, so it all builds.
Yeah, you know, mentioning that, you know, reading articles in Travel Weekly and other travel magazines, I see these one paragraph quotes from agents, and there might be three or four agents quoted, you know, in the article. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what a great way to build credentials, to build your creds.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. You know, you're out there, you're helping people do this. You have a lot of expertise in this area. And if people wanted to talk to you more about this and learn more about it, how would they go about getting a hold of you?
And I hope they do, because like I told you, I've worked across industries, but travel is, you know, life.
Oh, yeah.
To me, there's nothing like travel. So, you know, I would absolutely love to work with anybody that's in the travel field right now and help them to get other people back on planes and feel more confident about their travel and stuff. So, yeah, you can reach me. My name is Tracy Lamori. You can reach me on Facebook, on Instagram as Tracy Lamori PR Media. You can email me at Lamori, that's LAMOURIEPR for public relations, at gmail.com. And yeah, just get in touch with me on any platform, and I'm happy to offer a free 30-minute consult, you know, where we will just talk and I'll explain to you personally, you know, what I can do for you. And yeah, I really, really, really encourage people to. And, you know, it's really, PR can be, you know, hard for small businesses to afford, but I make sure that they can afford it because I do so much speaking to entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. I don't want to get them all excited and then find out that it's something they can't afford, you know, because usually traditionally it's 3 months, what is it, $3,000 a month, 3 months minimum. So I have all kinds of packages where I don't do that. So for under $1,000, even one for, I think, $5.99 if you wanted 1 month, you can get your feet wet, so put a little bit of your marketing budget aside just to test it, and you will literally be blown away with the kind of results that you get. Like, honestly, everybody's like, wow, wait, what? Why wasn't I doing this 10 years ago? And most people just don't know. You know, you're so busy building your business, you're so busy, who has the time to stop and, you know, try to do this and learn a whole new thing, basically. But it really isn't if you get someone else to navigated for you and to help find you those opportunities. We just present the opportunities. You're the expert. You answer the questions, and bam, you're in media.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and actually this is something that I've not considered before as a marketing tool, even though I'm in media and I do this every day, not every day. Well, yeah, I do it a lot.
But yeah, it just doesn't, it gets, you know, people just don't think about it because you don't see the opportunities in front of you unless you're looking for them. Most people are like, oh, they don't even know that there are media looking for, you know, they think they know about press releases and reaching out and convincing them to do this story, but nobody realizes what I call the opposite of the press release, you know, where it's just like, oh yeah, I can answer that. Here's my answer. Boom. You're in, it's like, yeah. Wow, now I'm in something incredible. You know, I've gotten clients in the New York Times. I've gotten clients in, you know, Rolling Stone. I've gotten clients in literally like Reader's Digest, Oprah.com, just responding to those things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that just, yeah. What an opportunity.
Giant.
Here, jumping across over here to my side of the pond a little bit. If our listeners want to get a hold of me, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And, you know, all the links, well, probably most of the links that we've talked about today, I'll put in the show notes. So if you're traveling down the road or if you're on a treadmill, elliptical, trying to stay healthy like we all should try to do, and you miss writing this stuff down, it's all in the show notes at hometravelagent.net. That's the website. And I do want to thank Tracy for coming on the show today and giving us some background. And it's, you know, I think this is valuable stuff, you know, really to promote your business and use what's going on in today's world to become a subject matter expert in this and mm-hmm. maneuvering clients through it. You know, what a great opportunity. You know, they say out of every tragedy.
We need you guys right now. The media needs your expertise right now. People are looking every day, what's going on with travel, you know, and you guys have that expert opinion. And there's so many different, you know, avenues. So yeah, please do it.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, like I was going to say, out of tragedy comes opportunity, and here it is. Become the subject matter expert and have someone help you out with that. Tracy, I want to thank you so much for being a part of our show. I really appreciate it, and maybe we can have a follow-up here in a few months.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
And yeah, can I just give a quick shout-out to some travel people that really helped me out also? So yeah,
sure.
I just want to thank, you know, the Flight Hub agent that I used, but also I want to thank the B Hotel in Malta where I was when I was stressing out about all of this, and they're in St. Julian's, Malta, and you know, I don't get paid from them or anything. I'm just saying I was there stressing out about what the next step was going to be, and they were just like, don't worry, you know, you're good, and they were going to let us stay there and work on whatever we needed to work on. So in these times, you need businesses, you know, we all as business owners, we need to accommodate where we can and help other people, and that's key to success too. So, you know, let's keep on rising and help other people do it while we're doing it.
Absolutely, you know, there's nothing like helping other people out. It's
it comes back to you. It does.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. I'm thrilled, and I'd love to come back on to talk about travel adventures some other time.
All right. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you, friend. Bye.
Wow, that was great. Thank you, Tracy, for sharing your expertise with us and. I really appreciate it. And thank you, listeners, for taking the time to listen to the show. You know, I'm grateful for your time and for your support of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Means a lot to me, so I want to give a special thanks to you all. Thank you very much. And don't forget to drop me an email if you have any questions or comments about the show. You know, I love hearing from you, and my email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Stop by Facebook, facebook.com/HBTAS. Leave me a comment, hit the like button, or whatever you do on Facebook. And also, I want to say, take care, everyone. Have safe travels, stay healthy. And we will be back again with another show here very soon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye for now.